Spacemakers, if you're like me, you like to have an accessory that stands out. So for me, I like a big, bold earring. And that's why I love the work of my co-host. She has an incredible handmade jewelry line made from recycled and repurposed leather. We are all about repurposing, friends. Her work you can find on Instagram at thejshop.thej. J, just the letter, J. You can also find her work at etsy.com/shop/shopthej. And when you check out, use code MAKINGSPACEPOD for 15% off your purchase. I'm telling you, these are my favorite earrings and they're such a statement piece, and people will be definitely making space for you in these.
We don't even have to shoot an in or record an intro for this.
No, this is our intro. We're introing recording right now.
We
are right now. This is an intro. This is happening.
Intro
right now
to the episode. That's not okay.
The
great.
Podcast. Yeah, oh my gosh. We're doing it. Hey, friends, welcome. This is the first podcast we have done together in 2021, which I am deeming 2020 fun. You heard it here first. This is the year of saying yes to things. This is the Making Spaces podcast, a podcast about making space for yourself or others, both literally and figuratively. And this is Sarah Heath, and this is my co-host,
Josie Jimenez, which I'm still the same person, I guess, in 2020 fun.
2020 fun is, yeah, you're still the same person.
I don't feel new.
No, I mean, you look new, you're wearing a crown.
I have three of these.
I like it. I have like 14 hats. This is one I haven't really worn very much. It's a maroon. For those of you who are enjoying this podcast, gold, which is where I describe the hat. Like, when am I going to learn that visual medium is YouTube and podcast people? Guys, go check out our YouTube. This is a great moment to say that. Check out our YouTube. So we had a scheduling thing happen with an amazing guest, which we will share with you later. This guest is still going to be on the show, but not this week. So we thought, instead of taking a week off, wouldn't it be fun to do an episode where we talk a little bit about 2021? I know you're tired of hearing about, New Year stuff, but there is a lot of really cool things to be said and thought about, and like, what are the holidays been like? So this will be one of our shorter episodes. But I wanted to talk about some of the really cool spaces that I saw over the last couple of weeks, as well as some exciting things that are coming up for us, including our Patreon. That all makes sense. Is that all exciting to you, Josie?
Yeah, a new year is real exciting for me. I'm stoked to not have to hear about fucking 2020 ever again, in the sense that like too many memes have been made, and I'm just like, I'm not interested in these memes anymore. We get it. 2020 sucked. Okay.
I mean, the thing that, yeah, it was a hard year, but it's been a hard year for a couple of years. We've had a lot of really hard, and I personally, 2020 was probably one of the worst years of my life in some ways, but there also was really great things that came out of it. And I think anytime we sort of scapegoat something, whether it's a person or even a year, and just say, oh, you know, whatever, we miss out on like what I call the invitation. So what is the invitation that 2020 held for you? Were you invited into discovering something new about yourself? So like, this is the year I discovered I am not the Enneagram number I thought I was. And who cares about Enneagram, except that it's been so eye-opening for me to realize, like, I have been behaving like my role in life is as a helper. And I've been really, really, I would say, deep down, a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, almost angry or a little bit bitter that I'm living out of a personality that's not me. And so discovering like, oh no, like you're an Enneagram 3 is a primary number, which is the performer or the achiever. So like the way that you exist in the world where you feel like you constantly have to be achieving has to do with your personality, and it's okay to let go of that. So I have this new practice, And I'm going to ask you the same question. So you have to think through this, Josie. I have this new practice. Like, what are the new things you're adding to your life? I have this new practice of every night saying to myself, it's enough. It's enough. Whatever happened during the day, it's enough. Whatever I've gotten done, whatever I've achieved for the day, it's enough. And I think there's a gratefulness practice for me that goes along with that. Like, what was great about the day? And it's not just putting a silver lining on things and saying, it's kind of just seeing like, okay, this is what life is. So what is the invitation in this? And how can I be grateful for where I'm at and what's happening? And instead of just constantly be saying, oh, 2020 was the worst year and nothing good happened in the midst of it. So my new practice is saying it's enough. Something I learned about myself last year was that my Enneagram type was different. What did you learn about yourself last year, Josie? And then what is a new practice you're adding on the spot, making you answer the question?
I love it. I discovered that I am not as far along in my self inner peace, self-awareness journey as I thought I was, which is actually fairly recent. It's been kind of building. I struggle with anger a lot in my life. Anger is my default emotion. I know a lot of people is like sadness.
Mine's sadness.
Mine is burn everything down, which has not been healthy recently because of my pain disorder. Anger can really make my pain significantly worse, which is a new discovery as well. And there have been days recently where I like literally made myself sick with anger. Like one of my aunts was ranting to me about how I shouldn't have gone to my cousin's gay wedding because they're going to hell and how like dare I affirm that. And so obviously I was angry. I was pissed. And I didn't respond in anger, but I think not letting that anger go was very harmful to my body, but also not harmful to my psyche. So give or take, you know, I was like, I'm not going to have this conversation, aunt. Okay. I'm not going to have this conversation. So the practices that I have been instilling in my life is I started getting into reading again. For Christmas, my partner got me the $6 12-week subscription to The New Yorker. I'm a huge fan of The New Yorker. If you want to sponsor me, New Yorker, sponsor us so I can get a free subscription, because $100 a year is a lot. Okay.
That is a lot.
So I've been reading, and I'm not very good at reading anymore, which is very sad, because in high school, I would blow through books like nobody's business. There's a lot of library late fees, lots of my dad's garage is full of just my boxes and boxes of books that I've blown through. So it's kind of lame that I don't have the attention span anymore, but that's what I've been doing, is trying to practice reading.
Yeah, I think the adding, you know, I struggle with people who, you know, every year a new resolution, right? Like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I think we set ourselves up for failure, and we set ourselves up to feel less than, or like if, or we set ourselves up to believe like, if I do this, then this. Like, so for me, almost all of the resolutions I've ever done were always around weight loss, right? And I'm a particularly not very huge human. Again, understanding that this is a weird medium where some of you have never seen me. But I, you know, and someone who has had disordered eating in the past and had kind of a weird relationship with their own body, like it's really easy for me to do a resolution that I think will change the body instead of like trying to understand how to have a healthier connection with it. So this year I decided to say, okay, instead of a resolution, like what are practices I want to add? And so for me, one of those, that, like I said, that practice,
sure, I understand. Oh,
my Siri just talked. I think for me, this idea of how do I really mean it when I say it's enough, and my body is enough, and who I am is enough. And what does that look like? And I think that's going to be my challenge. And that's my word, actually. I always choose a word every year, which is kind of weird, I know. Last year, my word was commitment, which was funny. I was in a relationship that I thought, I want to figure out how to be like, how to do this, like how to actually be committed. Not that I struggled with commitment before, but I struggled with like, okay, I can here's a thing I can commit to. I can commit to my podcast. Actually, this podcast was part of that word commitment. I wrote out all these things last year that I was going to be committed to. And you know what? I did hold up my end of what that meant for me. And I feel like that's been really good. So this year, having the word enough has kind of been, do you ever choose a word? Have you ever done it before?
I have not. I think my life word is fuck it, you know? Like that's the first thing when you said 2021 or 2020 fun, when you said that, I was like, 2020, fuck it. That's my first thought. I think it's just a beautiful way of saying, I have to do this. Fuck it. Just get it done. Or, I'm really embarrassed right now. Should I do this? Fuck it.
You know? I'm going to send you a song. There's a really good song, that I discovered that is F it. And it's, see, I can't even, me and the words, I have a tough time cussing, guys. I do cuss a lot, but I just, it's like, it doesn't come as naturally as it does for Josie. It's a spiritual gift. I guess because of the pastor thing, that's probably
The public forum. I'm, you know, fuck it.
You know, it's so hard because that realization that like I have been in the public eye for like 16 years. Yeah. And we had a very interesting recent development where somebody went after you online, and I actually haven't responded because I've typed out so many responses. And then I just don't think, what I realize is like, you can't engage these people. So people get mad about cussing, or they get, and you're like, yeah, I'm not going to change your mind. I think actually you said in one of the things, I can't change your mind and you're not going to change mine. Why don't we just agree to allow the other to kind of just be? And I think that might be the effort kind of mentality. Like, all right, I'm willing to let you affect me, and that like, I hear you, I see you, but I cannot respond.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this person attended, oh my gosh, Siri's coming after you.
I don't know what's going on with Siri, guys.
It's all right. She's stalking.
She's going over here.
But this person, they attended the church that I went to after leaving my parents' church. And we had a little bit of a difference in what women in leadership should look like, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a problem disagreeing with people. I have plenty of people in my life that I disagree with and love them. I have a problem with people thinking that they're entitled to my time and energy, and disrespecting my personal boundaries that I've set. And I mean, they said something like, you posted this online, and so you should be open to challenges. And I was like, I'm open to challenges. I'm not open to having a discussion on you telling me about my life experience and that I'm wrong. We disagree. And I think it's, I mean, in some senses, it's not fine, right? Because some of the things we disagree about are pretty big. But I'm not going to engage in a conversation where we're not going to come to any sort of agreement. We're not having a debate, like a fun, like, haha, we believe different things. Let's just really go after each other like an Enneagram 8 does. I am not open to having this conversation because it's not going to end well for either of us. And I, as somebody who does struggle with anger, I'm not going to open myself up to that anger, you know?
I think that's beautiful for this year to be. I'm not, here's what I will do and here's what I won't do. Here's how I can show up and here's how. I'm hoping that, I'm working right now on a series for our church about like the things that have actually been, and again, I don't want to sugarcoat anything or put a nice little bow on what a tough year last year was, but there are some things that I think we can say, okay, this was something that was a global understanding that we got out of this. And one of those things is like, what are the boundaries that we can put around things? And I feel like for a lot of us, we had the same realization that like some of our boundaries have really gotten skewed, or like our ways that we see the world have really gotten skewed, and how do we engage it in a way that's different and healthier and whatever it might be. The world's been topsy-turvy. I think there's been a lot of lessons from last year, and there's a lot of things that I hope that we learned. And one of those things is like, you cannot take your mental health seriously enough. Like it always needs to be. And it's not a selfish, I don't think everyone needs to walk around going, I need a mental health day all the time. I think sometimes we take it a bit too far, but there is like the reality of like, hey, are we checking in with each other? Are we checking in with ourselves? Realizing that we're in a, not just a global pandemic, we're also in a time of mental health. Like, it really is a problematic time where people have been isolated and alone. And how are we going to, you know, my friend actually texted me, are you ready for COVID to be over at the stroke of midnight? Like just kidding around and the world to be back to normal. Cause I think a lot of people were, you know, whether we wanted to say it or not, 2021 has so much hope in it because it felt like, okay, the world just needs to change. So I'm looking forward to seeing what good fruit, if you will come out of last year. I think one of them is people saying like, look, this is a boundary I'm not willing to cross for my own mental health.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even, I mean, I've been going to therapy for literal decades and even at 25. And I thought that I was done with anger after having moved out of like my abusive situation. And I thought that anger was something of the past that was very confined to growing up and my childhood. And now that I'm settled in my new life, I think there's this cyclical sense of actually, this is just who you are and you need to handle it. You need to manage it outside of the context of abuse, right? Like it's just your natural inclination is anger, Josie. So handle it. And keep handling it. It's always going to be this journey of doing so, you know?
Yeah, I think that's it's not one and done. And we're always working on discovering new things about ourselves and moving forward. And so I have been really grateful for this podcast last year, finding that so many people really are in this journey with us of trying to make space for others. And often I think the surprising thing for me is how many people needed to make space for themselves in order to make space for others. And so it's been fun too, to re-listen to the podcast. I know you're doing that for our Throwback Thursdays. And you just discover that so much of the narrative is once I make space for myself, I'm able to make space for others. So what is something you're excited about this year?
I'm the type of person, it's actually funny, this is a conversation I recently had in therapy with my partner, go to therapy, about expectations and how I have none. I always set zero expectations for myself, my life, and my partner now, because of therapy. Like if I were to travel, I don't have an expectation for what that looks like. I don't have an expectation of what I'm going to get done while I go to these huge places. I just sit there and I experience it and I do as whatever comes, right? And I kind of take that mentality with New Year's is, and I mean, 2020 really solidified that for me. I don't have an expectation. I'm just going to take whatever happens, whatever comes. I'm going to keep it going. Hopefully we'll be able to have this big fat wedding that is already paid for this year. But if it doesn't happen, well, you know, what's waiting another year or whatever.
So there's nothing to be, do you think that some of that excitement, like you can't be disappointed if you didn't set an expectation?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of it. But I think it's also, I'm not scared of disappointment. I am very comfortable with disappointment and rejection and bad times in life. Very comfortable. I think it's a lot of it is because I tend to be a really controlling person. I try not to control the outcome of certain things. Like
surrender the outcome. I love that.
Right. Like maybe people are like, oh, COVID's going to end this year. And I was like, am I not? Spanish flu lasted a little bit, a couple years, and people are very adamant about not getting vaccinated. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what 2021 is going to bring, but you know, fuck it.
Well, I think there's so much, I'm excited. Honestly, one of the things that I wanted us to talk a little bit about in this new year. We started a Patreon and we're both living our best life in that both of us love like subscription boxes. We just love them. So instead of doing extra episodes, which we'll probably do down the road, we're like, what if we just did like a maker's box for different levels? And I know that sounds ridiculous, but curating a maker's box makes me so excited. Like even when you were sending some of the product ideas and all that kind of stuff, like that sort of stuff, I love that. And I'm leaning more into realizing like, I love that. I love like even getting to share my art with you, which is not something I often do. I don't often share my art. I love to highlight other people's art, but I don't necessarily, like I don't hang my own art in my home. My friends' houses all have it in there, but I have one piece of art that's mine in here. But I'm excited about creating things for other people and encouraging them as they make space for other people. There's a lot to be excited. I'm excited about my Airstream. I'm going to spend a significant amount of time working on this baby. And I dream about my Airstream. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's about. Someone actually said for me, what is this Airstream about for you? And it was the first time I thought about it. And I was like, I think I like it because it's something like I love nesting, right? Like I love, like I'm a person that when I move to a new place, I unpack my boxes immediately. Things go out, things start to match. I start organizing. I mean, that's the whole thing of why I realize I'm a designer, but I love the idea of taking that with me. Cause another thing that we both share is this love of traveling. So to be able to travel with my nest seems like I love it. And getting to see people and being able to maybe get some folks to help me in the process is going to be, that's my thing I'm looking forward to. Is there any other thoughts you have about 2021 or even our Patreon box or even the show?
I mean, I guess I'm looking forward to seeing where this all goes with zero control and expectations, of course. I'm excited. I never saw myself doing a podcast like this. Mostly because I never thought I could, because I'm not like nice and sweet and I don't give a shit about famous people. I don't care what you, I don't know. Like, you know, I had zero expectations in 2020 and then I joined a podcast and it's a wild ride, you know, things.
It is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to growing, I guess, this podcast. I'm looking forward to building a bigger community full of a variety of people, some nice like Sarah, some not so nice like me, and everything in between. It's open to everybody.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We've got some really fun guests. Part of my day today is actually calendaring out our next year. And I got to tell you guys, we have everything from like Beyonce's pastor to like incredible designers and artists. And we would love for you to call in, guys. Leave us a voicemail. We've been talking about what format we're going to stay with. So that's lots of fun stuff coming up for us. There's a potential of us joining a podcast production company, which that's fun. So there's all that sort of stuff. So I feel like this is maybe if we let go of what could happen. We're super grateful for you, for all of you who listen to us, for all of you who support us. Those of you who check us out on Instagram, who repost, whatever it might be. How cool was it to make two people's lists of the things that got them through 2020?
Oh my gosh, that was incomprehensible for me.
Right? Like these are people that we didn't know before doing this show.
Yeah, it's great. I love having an impact. I know I'm like all rough and tough or whatever, but I love people and I love helping people. So here we go. Let's keep doing it.
So here we go. Well, friends, this has been a fantastic time to just sit and chat. And I could just talk to Josie for hours, but we know that you got to don't set a resolution, set like an intention. Set like, or don't. I had a yoga teacher who used to say that all the time, like, hold this pose or don't. But I think sometimes it's fun just to think through, like, what are some dreams? What are some things that you would want to see happen? Because I think asking ourselves those questions are really important. So with all that said, get ready, because next week will be our first show of 2021.